The second phase of the Yemeni National Dialogue Conference launched Saturday morning in the Yemeni capital, where 565 prominent members of Yemen's political parties have been meeting for the past month in a national effort to solve the country's hindering disputes. After 2 weeks of general discussions which highlighted the main issues in Yemen, the reconciliation process will now commence as the established 9 working groups look to find solutions which can be implemented on a legislative scale to solve the targeted issues.
Starting from today, we will talk about our objectives, and we will try to go to the cities and find the problems and how to solve them. And we will try to in a creative way to find the solutions that will be definite and for each problem.
According to Amal Sayadi, after the 9 groups find solutions for the problematic cases, the solutions shall then be forwarded into the legislative process.
The main goal of the 9 working groups is to find the solutions which will then be constituted in the new Yemeni constitution. Until then, these groups will engage in intensive field study and workshops, such as traveling to conflicted areas and meeting with the people to find the solutions.
However, the solutions to the problems, according to some members of the dialogue conference, should only be derived from Islamic jurisprudence, despite anyone's political background.
Islamic Sharia should be the only source of legislation in the Constitution. All the results and solutions adopted by the conference should not exceed or contradict Islamic law.
According to members of the NDC, the primary aim of the National Dialogue is to draft a new Yemeni constitution, which will permanently end decades of political disputes. Yusuf Maudi, Press TV, Sana'a.